Hi, this is Kelly. Welcome to the Faith Center Podcast Network. We want to be a source of hope, joy, and encouragement on your drive to work, your time at home, or anywhere in between. Be sure to like and subscribe to get all of our daily and weekly content. For more information about Faith Center and the podcast network, please visit our website, lg4square.com. That's lg, the number 4square.com. If you would like to be a part of the conversation, you can email the show at podcast at lg4square.com. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Barnabas Project. This is good old Uncle Chong.
This is Zach Hall.
Hello there, I'm Pastor Cameron.
And I'm Standard Candace.
We're going to be continuing on in our series in John today. We are still in John chapter 1. But that's okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the coolest chapters in the whole Bible.
The whole Bible?
Like, we could probably even go back through all of this and have different observations on the same scripture, I think.
I think so.
Okay, so let's get into it. John chapter 1, verse 35. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he was walking by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak, followed Jesus, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. So we're going to continue on into verse 34. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, what a turd, right? Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Mm-hmm. That was a lot of scripture right there, you guys.
There we go.
So we are going to be talking and doing the SOAP method today, which means scripture, observation,
application,
and prayer. I'm not so hot with these acronyms, but that's what it means today. Yeah. So looking around the room today, what did you guys get out of that? Give me some observation.
I would like to start on this one.
Go ahead.
Why did Jesus change Simon's name to Peter? So that's something that just jumped out.
Yeah. I love, go ahead, Sean. I love this.
This is a passion that Jesus and I share. we rename things.
There's a nickname for everything. Yes.
Well, that's not why he renamed him, so go ahead.
Maybe it is.
Might have just have that shingles.
But we know later that he says, "Peter, you're the rock, and on you I will build my church." So I think even in that first moment, he's like, "I know where we're going with you. I see the gifts that God gave you, because I am God."
Yeah.
I am Jesus, yep. Son of God.
Which is cool, because like he had no interaction. Like that was the first, before they had a conversation, before it was just,
yeah,
you are now.
I'm going to call you the rock.
Yeah.
Man, I
people
wish
often confuse me for the Rock.
I know. I had to look twice for a second. Hey, Cam, I thought for a second, you know what? I thought you were somebody else.
Yeah, that's definitely who's playing Peter. Mm-hmm. Let's have Peter like be played by the Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah.
When Jesus would say, I'm going to change your name to Peter the Rock, and it's just actually the Rock.
That's great.
Dwayne the Rock
Johnson. What a twist.
Didn't see that coming.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Also, standout human in this section is Nathaniel, the smart aleck. And listener, I really don't want to say aleck. I want to say the other word. And I love him in this scripture because he's just so human.
I know, right?
He's like every dude you know that's like Kraken wise. He's blunt. He's, you know, he is who he is.
Or maybe just racist?
I don't know.
Or,
he's,
you know,
just he's what just good opinionated. Could come from
Nazareth? Those guys, those
I know
grossness. Over
and I
Nazareth.
And I love that Jesus just calls him out right afterwards. Just calls him on it. Oh my goodness! And he just is kind of put in his place. But yeah, Nathaniel, you know, I love when he's kind of like
he's kind of a turd there.
Huh? He's such a turd, and I like that though because he's so human. Yeah. And we know everybody's. Either we've been Nathaniel or we have a buddy who's Nathaniel.
I imagine that he would have finished up. If I was to write the Bible, yeah. I would have finished up with this. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Am I right?
Am I right?
I love Philip in this moment because he's having a genuine moment. He's like so excited and he's, oh my gosh, this is the fulfillment of scripture. This is what we've been looking for. And he's going to go find Nathaniel, his buddy, sitting under a fig tree. And he's like,
dude,
this is happening. And he's like, whatever, Philip, you know, and like,
he must be goes like out. Napping under the fig tree. Like, you woke me up from my nap.
Nazareth, come on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so then Jesus saw Nathanael approaching and he said, now here comes a true son of Israel, an honest man with no hidden motive. Mm-hmm. And Nathanael's like stunned and he says, but you've never met me. How do you know anything about me? Mm-hmm. And Jesus answered, Nathaniel, buckle up, camper. No, that's not what he said. But he's like, I saw you under a fig tree, but you're going to see some other things.
You almost imagine Jesus is like, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's what it took to win
you. Believe me. Wait till you see this.
Well, I have some bigger things in store. But I had a whole thing planned and you're in now. But all right.
I love the humor of Christ in this moment too, because Jesus is just like, here he comes. Here comes Nathaniel that I actually made and I know him to the depth, you know, so good.
Yeah. My general observation is just the humanity, which you've already talked about in this. And we see as other disciples join, we see the clear humanity that he isn't coming to take who you would assume he would take on this journey. You assume he would take those that have it all figured out, those that are the best of the best, that have the Torah memorized, that remember that the prophecy about Nazareth. But these are guys that have some of that, but are also just a couple clicks off and just a ragtag bunch of guys. And it just feels like we're getting the band together. That's what it feels like, is we're just getting the band together. And I just love the humanity and the picture of, I heard about this thing. I'm going to go get my friend. I'm going to go get my brother. I'm going to go get people closest to me to go on this adventure with me. That's essentially what's happening.
Looking back, I probably wouldn't have gone straight to Nathaniel.
Maybe it's just how I'm feeling today. A little smart alecky. Say it.
Yeah.
And Peter, we get to know Peter a lot more later.
Yes, we do.
But this feels like if you know Peter, this is a really sweet moment to see the introduction to a friend that you've kind of gone on a journey with through the scripture later. But
yeah, it feels like a little like we Tarantino'd it.
Yeah.
We got like the prequel all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Even though this came first.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been in Revelation a lot. This was a prequel for me. My observation was this. We talked about the disciples becoming followers, right? Mm-hmm. And when we say follower, when we say disciple, we mean somebody that is committed to following this person. So it's like, it's not social media following, like it is full on discipleship. And there's a hidden word in disciple, and that's discipline. a disciple of Christ is more than just somebody that kind of follows him around. We're talking about somebody that is disciplined under his leadership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they call him rabbi.
Teacher. Yeah, they call him rabbi. They follow him. They do everything that he says. You know, so this kind of takes me to Luke 9. So I'm going to read Luke 9:57. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, him being Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have dens and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So it kind of leaves this whole thing where Jesus is saying, if you're going to follow me, you're going to leave everything behind. And we're talking about a couple of disciples that were already hanging out with John. And they were hanging out with John. I imagine they were just kind of hanging out and just waiting. Like, mm-hmm. I know that we're going to see the Messiah if we hang around this guy because he's got his own set of prophecies. So, like, mm-hmm. he's announcing his coming. So we're about to see some stuff. And then Jesus hits the scene and it says, of course, my favorite, behold, the Lamb of God. And they're like, we're with him now. See you, John. I just love this whole first chapter of John. And we're wrapping it up right now, this chapter, because the whole chapter is dedicated to who is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into the testimony of who they say Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And we start with the Apostle John proclaiming who Jesus is and where he came from. And then we go into John the Baptist saying who he is and the things that he saw and the things that he was there to proclaim about him. Then we go into the third testimony, which was John's disciples. Well, and then he later on, you know, he picks up more disciples here at the end of the chapter, and mm-hmm. they stayed the night with Jesus. And then they woke up, you know, just like, yep, he is who he said he is. He is. Who, you imagine they're probably up late all night asking him questions, just mm-hmm. drilling him. So what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And then we see later on the next day that they just went on to proclaim who he was and is.
Yeah, you look in scripture and you see people just like drop everything and go. Yeah. And these people are no different than you and I. And you just think about like...
Especially Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. That might be part of my application today. Just heads up. Okay. But I love that boldness. We're going to go and they don't know where their next meal's coming from. You know what I'm saying? They have friends and relatives. They just go. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just an amazing observation of when you were around Jesus for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, hot minute, like you were like, let's go. This is it. This is who is real and legit.
Yep.
And I think when you encounter the actual Christ in our own lives, that should be how we respond. Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So let's go into some observation. What do you got over there, Zach?
Well,
application.
That's what I said, right? Yeah.
Well, I want to be like Nathaniel here at the end when he's like, when he declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. And I think just declaring that and then it's seeing how Jesus responds in it, you will see greater things. Like Jesus is going to keep growing and growing, and your relationship's going to keep getting greater and greater. And I think that's as soon as you declare, as soon as you're like, Jesus, you are who you are, boom.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of sets the tone right away.
Powerful.
Yeah. Putting him in his rightful place is the beginning of this adventure.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so Nathaniel gives hope to us all.
Doesn't he?
That's probably my application. I feel like for the smart Alex in your life and the smart Alex in you and me, there's hope. And
not me.
And that idea of just being wowed by Jesus, he still does that today. Mm-hmm. And he can speak into our lives and tell us our business and surprise us and just be, we can be in a place of awe and wonder very quickly just by sitting at his feet. Like you were saying, Zach, like putting him in the rightful place of who he is in the kingdom and that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's our experience. That's what we can bank on. And we should never discount anyone or count anyone out. Mm-hmm. Even if they are like a smart aleck. But I don't want to say smart aleck. You know what I'm saying, everyone.
I got you.
Okay.
My application, the things that we all talked about here at this table already, but that idea of finding a rabbi is not foreign to them. No. Culturally, people would pursue like work in the temple and they would find a rabbi, find a teacher. But that's not what these people were set out to do. That's not necessarily what their goal was. They weren't setting out to go find a teacher to teach them about the Torah or anything like that. They had other things going on. I get excited about the image of actually following Jesus. They walked with Jesus. Like that's really powerful. And we know, as we talked about, we know where some of these characters are going. We know where the development that these people, that we see in these people that follow Jesus, that not only do they physically follow Jesus, but their character became more like Jesus, so that when he left, he said, now it's your turn. Mm-hmm. And when a disciple would choose their rabbi and a rabbi would choose their disciple, there was a saying that was, may the dust of your from your rabbi's teacher fall on you, something along those lines, where it's like you follow so closely that the dust kicked up from his feet would land on you. And I just think, man, what a cool image that we can still walk in today, that maybe you didn't set out to find Jesus, maybe, but he was in pursuit of you and he loves you and he created you with a purpose. And when you have that interaction where you see Jesus for who he is and you identify Jesus for who he is, that you would then follow him so closely that the dust of his feet would land on you and your character would begin to look more like him. You'd see maybe that snarkiness, which isn't bad, but you'd see it submitted to Jesus. You'd see the rock that Peter was. You'd see that molded and chiseled away by Jesus. That you would see the character of all these people, getting the band together. You'd see the gifts of all these people covered in the dust of their rabbi. And they all look more like Jesus after an encounter with Jesus in this moment. But we also know the journey that they're headed on.
Yeah, that's right. Furthering on what we were saying, I have an open question, I suppose, for the listener today. And I want to ask you this. Are you a fan of Jesus? Are you a follower of Jesus? Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of us wear church as a badge. Mm-hmm. We wear Christianity as sort of a symbol of what we stand for, mm-hmm. but then we don't stand for it. Mm-hmm. So when we follow Jesus, it looks a lot more like action. The fruit will bear mm-hmm. your following of Jesus. It's not from a place of opinion either. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of us like to...
We know Nathaniel's opinion.
Yeah, Nathaniel's right? Got some opinions.
Thankfully, that's not the end of it, right? Like, Your opinion's not the end of it.
Yeah.
That's right. So we want to be followers of Christ to the letter. We want to be disciples of him, and that means mm-hmm. to be disciplined under his word. Mm-hmm. That means to pray to him. That means to be in fellowship mm-hmm. with him and with his people as well. So today... When you're going about your day, I just want you to ask that question today. Am I a disciple of Christ? Yeah. Is my following of Christ something I wear, or is it something I do? Mm. Let's go ahead and pray. And did you guys have anything else to add?
No, I think that's it. Your application is right on. And I think there's a book out there, More Than a Fan, I think is what it's called. But I recommend it. It's been a long time since I read it, but it kind of lays out that concept of we're not just a fan of Jesus. I am a fan of Jesus, but I'm a follower.
Yeah.
So that I'll drop everything to go and get some of his dust.
And no one's discounted.
No one's left out.
Even silly turds like the thing. Even
turds. But again, later, Peter is the one that I'd be worried about. Yeah, later, it's like, man, Peter. Peter.
Yep.
He's a rash fellow.
Dwayne.
The Rock.
Cephas Johnson.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, as we approach you today, we just want to have our hearts observed. We want you to look into us, God, and convict us for the things that you would have us hear from this scripture today. That as followers of you, Lord, that means a life that is committed to you. That means hearts, God, that seek you. And that means, God, obedience in the flesh too. We come to you humbled by this scripture, seeking, God, more understanding of you and wanting to draw closer to you. Lord, we want to be, in a sense, like Nathaniel, where when you show up, we're kind of sketchy, but we do see you for who you are, Lord. And we humbly submit that before you and ask, God, for our hearts to just be followers of you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Center Podcast Network. Be sure to follow and subscribe for daily and weekly content. Once again, if you would like more information about Faith Center, you can visit lg4square.com. That's LG, the number 4square.com. And you can email the show at podcast@lg4square.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.